Now listen. So we were saying something. And so we come to church that Sunday, and I told Pastor, I said, we got a house. But I had to change my mind thought. Who say you can't have two? Who say you can't have three? Who say you can't have four houses? See, it was prophesied to me probably 10, 15 years ago. Me, Brother George, and I can't remember another person, but we were going to be millionaires. Our prophetess of the house, First Lady, she prophesied that to me. I had a hard time receiving that because I was in my a different kind of mind thought. But I got it now, working on it. So this is what I'm telling you. That happened. We spoke to the house. Everything started to fall in place. But we had to do something. I messed around and caught a hold of that book, Love, The Way to Victory. Changed my life forever. And I'm going to keep telling you it changed my life because I'm steady growing. You can ask my kid, they'll tell you. Dad is growing. You can ask my granddaughter, Papa growing. Yeah, things don't affect me. I don't fly off the handle like I used to. I don't do those things because his love constrains me. His love constrains me. I didn't say Kelly loves constrains me. I said his love constrains me. Now your love do help me now. But his love constrains me. Because see, what I want to do in life, I'm coming to you, baby girl, okay? I'm coming to you. I promise you, I'm coming to you. Let me just go ahead and do it. That day this happened right here. She was in the house, her and my wife and our dog. And my wife said she thought she called me. She thought it was a train or something done coming through. She thought it was a tornado. She said something hit the house. She said, I think a tornado. Anyway, she went to the window and seen. And the tree was laying. You see the top of the house right there. The tree was all in top of the house. Pushed the, you can't see the wall, but the walls actually pushed back. The windows that pushed back. Took my whole front porch off. All that, and then the den on the left facing side. Even knocked holes in the roof and all that. But anyway, so she was in there. And my wife said, all the windows broke out. And she said, that thing came up on her out of grace, fear. Drop of rain, fall. She couldn't sleep at night. She was watching the weather. But you overcoming that thing now, ain't you? You overcoming that thing now, ain't you? You're overcoming that thing now, ain't you? See, all these tests, all these trials, they come for a reason. It ain't to pull you down. It's to build you up. See, because God's taking you somewhere. And see, you can't go nowhere with God if you're old limp back. You dragging one leg along. You ain't much use to him. You know, you get up, you spend 5 minutes a day with him. You ain't much used to it. But when you get in that word and you find out for yourself, Jehovah, Yahweh, El Shaddai, God himself has delivered you, has made you whole, has redeemed you. Nothing, no demon, no devil in hell can stop you. So I had to deal with that thing with my baby. So I helped her through it. What do? You get the scripture. Lot and I, she spent the night in our bed. That's right. That's what she had to do. I didn't have a problem with that. If it was going to help her to get to the next level, come on. She got there. I told her, I said, you say this, my sleep shall be sweet. The devil can't take you out of here unless you yield yourself and you say the wrong thing. Now, there are other things, too, and Brother AJ can tell you, you know, he's a nutritionist. He's just a health, just, anyway, he can tell you all about it. But there's other things that can take you out, too, like I was talking about the law. Now, if you go out there and you eating any kind of way, AJ, you going to be here long? Won't be here long. Because, see, you ain't doing it according to what the will of God has said. You got to eat right. You got to take care of your body. If you want to live a long, healthy, prosperous life, you got to do those things too. It ain't only just praying. You can be filled up with the word of God as much as you want, but you still got to eat and take care of your body. You got to do the right thing. Thank you, baby. Love you. So that changed our lives. So, and I know I'm jumping again, but praise God, I'm going to tie it all in together here. So we continued to pray. We prayed that one or two times. Then next thing you know, we started confessing. We got some scripture before Deuteronomy. One when it said, the Lord will build us a house. And we stood on that scripture. We called those things to be not as they were. We went through that house. We walked through it and we said, Lord, thank you for our new floors. Lord, thank you for our new painted wall. Lord, thank you for our new ceiling. Lord, thank you for our new air conditioning unit. Thank you right now, Father, for our new seating, heating, and central unit. Thank you right now, Father God, for our new fence. We call those things to be not as though they were. And it was tough. It was tough. I know some of y'all that be on the prayer line. If you ain't on there, I encourage you to get on there. Great things are happening. I'm telling you, crucify the flesh and tell it, yeah, I'm getting on the prayer line. If you start out there, I'm telling you, we started out with 10, 15 minutes the first time. And a lot of times when we got on there, pastor would tell me to pray. I act like I wasn't on there. Because I was nervous. I wasn't growed up. But let him call me now. I answer the call. Because I know I ain't only praying for myself. There are others I'm praying for also. See, I was not only was I scared and timid, but you know what? I was nervous. And I didn't know. But boy, when you know that you know that you know, woo, the word works. And see, I got results. You'll get those same results because God is no respect to person. He no respect to person. I just read to you, they're neither Jew nor Greek. And you can change that to today. Like, they're neither white nor black. They're neither brown nor green. If he done it for one, he'll do it for another. But if you want it, you're going to have to go get it. It's yours. It belongs to you. I ain't ready yet. It's yours. I'm coming, though. I'm coming. I'm going to work this thing today. Praise God. Now, listen to me. We went through that house. We spoke those things. We talked to those things. And I'm telling you, man, we were dealing with those things. And all these other things were coming up. The issues of life were coming up. But praise God. Go to the new slide, please. Look at there. Y'all look at there. And if you notice, that on the end, on the left face side, it wasn't even never there. That's an addition that we done. See the new fence right there? See the porch? It stopped at the door. Now the porch go all the way down. I'm not up here to try to show you no house. I'm not grow up. It ain't even about that. It's about our God. It's about our God. My Uncle Richard preached a sermon years ago in the first building. He said, get that bulldog hope. I got that bulldog hope. I didn't let it go. And I'm telling you, I got the results of what I was praying for. And I'm going to tell you, that same thing belongs to you. And not only that, I told my wife, I said, she said something, and I told her, don't you ever let that come out your mouth again. We remodeled the house. She hollered out some, this is going to be my forever home. Ooh, that went all over me. You watching too much DUY, DYI, whatever you call that TV. There's too much of that. But let me tell you something about God. And I don't speak my business much, but I'm going to tell you something to glorify him. When we got that house in 2011, we moved in 2011. And what we gave for that house, let me just say it like this. The guy came by and done a pre-appraisal on the house. You can take the picture down now, darling, if you don't mind. You can take it down. He came by and done a pre-appraisal on the house. And he told us, he said, Mr. Jones, or Miss Jones, rather. And I'm going to say it in anywhere in. He said, you pretty much sitting on the gold mine. The house is done over doubled in its value. That's an investment. That's an investment. See, I'm not tied down to it. Because, see, I'm sitting on just about an acre right there. But I'm believing God for 10 and 20 acres. All right. Yeah, all right. See, that's what I'm believing for. That's nothing. That ain't nothing but a house. God got, he got many mansions. Many. 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 And I tell you what, if you stay in an apartment, that's what you like, that's fine. I'm not knocking it. Hey, you got to stay somewhere. If you warm, you got a good home, hot water, hey, that's what you want, fine. Then I'm just speaking for me, what I want. I'm speaking for me. I like a house with plenty of room. I like a house with upstairs. I like a house with a big yard. I like those things. But one thing I know is this right here. I don't love them because they can't love me back. I only love people. And I have a heart for people. God has a heart for people.